I'm Tara Byrne and I'm an associate solicitor in the medical negligence team at Boyes Turner. I'm joined today by Jason Robinson, who was a physiotherapist at Dorset Orthopaedic and has recently joined Trauma Physio. Jason specialises in the rehabilitation of prosthetic users and has helped some of our clients here at Boyes Turner. Thank you for joining me, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Perhaps we can start with talking about your current role and the experience you've had working with amputees.
So I started working with amputees probably about 10 years ago now when I was working in the NHS. I worked across a couple of different teams in the NHS, started as a vascular specialist, so starting with them really early stage patients following diabetic issues, also linking with the trauma team in the hospital I was working with. Then went on to work in some prosthetic limb centres across the Midlands before starting with pace rehabilitation about 5.5 years ago. And then, yeah, I've worked there for the last 5.5 years before my current role. So I've just taken on a role as the amputee lead at a company called Trauma Physio. And what I'll be doing there for them is carrying on with the prosthetic rehab and sort of setting up their service and working with amputees in the community.
Okay. And what point in a new amputee patient's treatment do you become involved? And what's your role in like an initial needs assessment?
A physiotherapy, ideally, we become involved as early as possible. So, you know, if we can work with patients electively, so pre-amputation, I'd say on the whole, in my experience, I've worked with, I've been working at Pace and Dorset Orthopaedic. I'd say most of the patients we see are post-amputation, probably around that 6 months to a year mark out of having had their surgery. But again, I'd say there was a shift in the last few years where we were starting to see more elective, and I think it was becoming more understood that actually physio involvement early doors is actually really beneficial to the patients. So yeah, my involvement in the INAs would be to sit in as part of the MDT. So that would be prosthetist, potentially rehab consultant, psychologist, occupational therapist, orthotist if it was indicated. And we would get a sort of full visualization of the patients as a chance to get to know the patient, really find out what makes them them, what makes them tick. And then from that, we'd look at their sort of current ability, what they're able to do. And from that, we sort of that initial assessment, which may be, you know, 2-3 hour assessment, we can then sort of put together a sort of a plan with that patient's input of what we think they'll need over that next potentially 6 months, year, 18 months, depending on what the team are asking us in terms of recommendations.
And you mentioned there about sort of elective versus post-amputation, I suppose, if we put it that way. Is the approach different if a patient comes to you looking at an elective amputation versus someone who experiences sort of a traumatic amputation that leads to seeing them probably post-amputation?
There is a difference. I'm a big advocate. Earlier physio can get involved, the better. So if we can meet patients selectively, you know, these patients may have been through multiple limb salvage surgeries. You know, they've sort of come to that realization that, you know, amputation is a potential for them. So they have that chance to ask the questions. They're sort of mentally prepared. Also, as a physio, it's great. It allows us a chance to sort of do what we do call prehabilitation. So working with patients prior to surgery, helping to manage expectations. So a lot of patients, unless they know someone who's a prosthetic user, they don't really have an awareness of what it's like. You know, we often have patients turn up and it's, oh, well, I'll get a leg and I'll get up and walk. Yeah. And it's that sort of helping to manage that expectation of, yes, that will happen, but it's the time frames you might be looking at. And as you'll know from some of the cases that we see, you know, it's very rare that we see someone who is a, if you like, a straightforward just having an amputation. You know, there's normally multiple traumas. And so it's helping to them to understand that, you know, yeah, the amputation might go quickly, but you know, your injuries on the other leg or on your pelvis, your back, they could actually slow things down. And so I'd say that's probably the biggest difference, is that management of expectations. So a trauma patient, obviously, they can turn up much more upset sometimes because it's much more of a shock. They, you know, they're not there, you know, they've woke up in the situation they're in. And so they're sometimes they are a little bit more fragile with it, or are still a little bit in denial. And again, there's that expectation. Again, you've got the sort of family input into that when you've got someone who's just woken up of, oh, you will jump up, you'll be running marathons, obviously, you know, that we see all this stuff on social media. And so expectation management, I'd say, is the biggest one. And then, yeah, that just that getting someone physically prepared for surgery, preparing them to come out the other side. Obviously, we do the same things with both, but I think, yeah, I'd say the elective patients normally have come to a more gradual work towards that decision.
And I suppose it's because, like you said, those elective amputees, you've had that time beforehand to sort of, yeah, manage those expectations. And so you've got like a more, I don't want to say realistic, but you sort of know what to expect more so than someone who comes with a, in a more traumatic situation.
Yeah, well, as I hinted at, you know, patients, very few people know what to expect when they're in this situation. You know, you just see people doing well using prosthetic, you know, prosthetic users on the TV. And so, yeah, sometimes just that chance to sit and have a chat and talk about the realities that, you know, this rehab process you're looking at is potentially, you know, 18 months to 2 years just to get through that sort of initial rehab to get you back to hopefully everything that makes that person them sort of thing, what they enjoy doing, work, family life.
And why is physiotherapy for an amputee so important?
As a physiotherapist, I always think a physio is important, but amputations, obviously, it's a life-changing event for a person, and it has a significant impact on the way that they move and they interact with their environment. You know, it's not uncommon for patients to experience muscle atrophy, you know, so they've got that muscle wastage, weakness develops, they become deconditioned. They'll have altered perception about how their body is interacting with space in the world when they start to use a prosthesis. You know, most people think that it's you pop the prosthesis on and it's as easy as standing up and walking, but actually some of the prosthetic components can be very complicated to use. You know, the prosthetic knees are amazing pieces of technology, but patients need to be taught how to use them, and you need a physio who's got that specialist knowledge to be able to teach them. And that's again where the MDT approach comes in, so working closely with the prosthetists who are fitting this kit, making sure they've got a nice fitting socket. And then the physios, if you like, taking this for a test run. So I'd often, a prosthetist would fit the kit. Physio would then work with the patient in clinic, might be outdoors in the local community. And then they can, we can feedback between us, between like myself as a physio, between the patient, back to the prosthetist about what's important. And again, as a physio, you know, we're looking at that more holistic approach. That prosthetist will be concentrating on how the prosthesis is working, whereas the physio is very much concentrating on how that body, how that person is interacting with a prosthesis and how they're interacting with their environment. So as a physio, that's something that we can address. We can look at all these areas. We can work on, you know, that muscle weakness. We can get them in the gym, working on that strength and conditioning side to getting them stronger, getting them fitter and able to use their prosthesis properly. And again, the prosthesis, you're not always just looking at one. So you might have that everyday prosthesis that a person uses, but then you'll have maybe a sports specific or a hobby specific piece or something that they like to use in the water. So, you know, I have young parents who want to be able to stand in the water on 2 feet and play with their children. And actually a prosthesis in that environment can make a big difference, but they need something that they can use around the poolside or when they go to the beach with their family. And so it's very much looking at the person's situation and then seeing where we can sort of guide their rehab towards their goals.
What sort of difference can physiotherapy make to an amputee? I suppose it's touching on the points you've already said, but in terms of sort of the start till the end, what difference do you see?
As a physio now, I'm very goal-orientated with patients, so finding out what's meaningful to them. But the example there is I always remember working with one chap who came in. He was a young guy, young family, and what was meaningful was him is he was petrified to pick up his daughter. He was an above-knee amputee, and he's just like, no, if I fall or trip, I'm going to hurt her. And so for me, physio is very much finding out what makes that person tick, what do they want to do, and working towards those goals. And, you know, for him, that was starting by standing, bringing in medicine balls that he would then carry that were the weight of his child walking. And, you know, we'd go walking out in the community carrying these things in different environments. But again, that was very meaningful to him. And so he had great buy-in. He was great to work with because he saw the value in what we were doing. And, you know, them watching him walking, holding his child and that sort of thing, you know, that it gives you that sort of little buzz. And you know that you're making a difference that is meaningful to the person and not, you know, you get into that trap sometimes of physios like, well, they need to have better balance. They need to walk better. But what we need to be doing is making sure that this is really specific to the patients, that they get that buy-in, so they want to make that progress, so they see the value in what you're doing with them.
Absolutely. And I think what I've noticed in my work is the different challenges that different clients have and the different goals that they want to achieve. And so what do you notice in terms of the sorts of challenges your amputee patients experience and how that physio can make a difference?
It's so different for every patient. You know, they all have different challenges, and some of them can be more of that psychological side. So, you know, that loss of identity or that loss of purpose or frustrations with, you know, elements of the rehab that might be out of their control. So it could be, you know, wound healing in the early phases or the prosthetic fit. That can be a big one for patients because obviously as a prosthetist, they are learning to work with this patient. They've got a moving target sometimes in the early stages, you know, limb volumes are changing and patients start off and they're like, oh, this is great. 2 weeks later, it's needing changing to catch up with that. And that can be really frustrating. And so as a physio, we spend a lot of time with patients. And so we are, you know, I'd say I spend as much time doing education of these, of my patients as I do with the physical side. And it's that education around, you know, this is normal. It's, you know, this is, when patients are living it in that process, you know, it can seem like a really slow process, but actually it's trying to reason with them, you know, well, 4 weeks ago, you didn't have a leg, but now look at you, you're up, you're able to walk, you took your daughter to the shops. And so, yeah, I'd say there are lots of different challenges, but it is very patient specific. And again, you have some people who have come from being high level weekend warriors, competed at quite high levels within the sport. And then the frustration is that they can't get back or it's not the same as it was before. And so I remember I worked with one guy who would, you know, he was a weekend warrior, but he was quite high level in amateur cycling, got injured cycling, and then getting back on the bike actually for him, he found quite distressing to start with. And so actually he was a really competitive person. So I could tap into that and it was like, okay, what's something you haven't done before? And at the time I was living up in the Peak District when I worked with him, and it was, I've always wanted to try climbing. So we went climbing, and actually that gave him a mindset shift because he was doing an activity he'd never done before. So he didn't have anything to compare it back to. It was just like, well, this is how I climb. But that actually then allowed us to then tap that back into the bike and going, okay, it's not the same, it's different, but you know, let's get there. He got a cycling prosthesis and we worked back in that way. And so sometimes it is working around those frustrations and tapping into that person's personality that can help to sort of progress your rehab along with them.
And do you also work with patients' local physiotherapists?
We do. So in my time at PACE, that was a big part of my job, was trying to identify local physiotherapists or personal trainers, S&C coaches. And again, that's very much the role I'm sort of stepping into now, is being that community element. So most of the time you can find a physio, but physios with that prosthetic knowledge is quite hard. And so that's where it's important to get that MDT approach. So I would often get local physiotherapists or personal trainers to come into the clinic. We do joint sessions, teaching them sort of the basics of the prosthetic and how it reacts and, you know, how it will be in a supporting environment. And it's something that in my new roles, what I've sort of wanted to come into, has been able to give that to people in their own homes or in their own community. So somewhere it's a bit more meaningful.
And that was actually something I was going to touch on, because you mentioned the MDT approach at sort of the start when we were having a chat, and that I suppose extends into local physiotherapists as well as the prosthetics teams, the orthotics teams. You're all sort of working together. And how does that sort of work in practice?
Well, as I said, the MDT approach, I think it's something that physios are very good at. It's the way we're trained. And I always think when I first started working, when I first come into, say, PACE rehabilitation, I started working with people who are going through sort of the legal cases and that. It was, in my mind, it was very much a small MDT, which involved that immediate treating team. But I've actually come to understand that it's so beneficial having the extended MDT. So the solicitors, the law firms, the insurers, case managers, local therapy teams. It's really important, because if everybody's sort of pulling in different directions, we're not communicating, you don't get the good output. And I said, you know, at the center of this has got to be that patient who's sort of driving our decision making. And so, yeah, I said the MDT approach has been massive throughout my practice. And again, it's something that I'm keen to sort of continue in my new role, because I said, I know the value of working closely with, you know, your prosthetist, your orthotist, but also having solicitors or insurers sitting on meetings where you can then talk about the time frame of the rehab and what we're sort of proposing to introduce to this patient, and how obviously that may impact on funding and that. Because again, having that knowledge of, okay, well, funding's not there for that, or, you know, we need some more reasoning for that, can actually help guide our rehabilitation process.
And will an amputee patient's physiotherapy needs change over time? So is physio required for life?
Again, as I said, as a physiotherapist, I always think we're beneficial. But yeah, the needs do change. So, you know, physio can be involved for every stage of a patient's journey. So it might be that elective stage where you are talking about their initial needs and building them up ready for surgery, getting them as fit, as strong as you can, managing that expectation. I'd say the big bulk of our involvement you're looking at is probably that post-amputation up until the sort of two-year period. In an ideal world, as you know, I'm working with that patient right from the point where they've had their amputation. You're doing the early walking aids, the early weight-bearing stuff, getting them ready for prosthetic fitting. Then once they're fit with the prosthesis, teaching them how to use it, going from that early gait training to that later stage gait training where you're building them up to do those meaningful activities. You know, and that's that where that goal-specific rehab comes in. You know, the patient who wants to be able to walk to the shops or walk their child to school or wants to go and run up Everest, you know, those, it's sort of, it's preparing the person for what they're going to be doing. And again, using a prosthesis, it requires more energy. So it's quite easy to get a patient to the point where they can do those basic techniques and they can do the walking, but actually to be conditioned to be strong enough to do that all day long and repeatedly, that's where it's sort of then we sit in where we get to that sort of 6 months to 2 years part is where we're really working on the conditioning and that goal-specific rehab. And then I'd say moving down the line, it's always worth patients. I suggest to most patients that they come back in once a year, you know, for maybe a sort of review, possibly as part of the MDT. So seeing the prosthetist to make sure the prosthesis is still good, seeing the physio to see, you know, we all do it in life. You know, we build up bad habits. We sit around a little bit more. We're not active for a period for whatever reason, maybe getting unwell. And as a prosthetic user, that can tap into an increase in weakness, or they may pick up some bad walking habits or gait abnormalities that in the short term aren't such a big issue. But as they get, you know, if they become established patterns, they can lead to back pain and they can lead to other conditions that will debilitate them later. And obviously for my patients, I'm saying that you want to be a lifetime prosthetic user. There's going to be an element of maintenance within that, and that's going to be, you know, a regular exercise. And that's not having to say gym five times a week, but that might be regular walking with a little bit of core exercise chucked in once or twice a week. And then obviously the physios can just, we can help guide that. So if you've got a patient that is having changes, we can bring them in. We can do a quick review that may be over an hour and a half, 2 hour period, and go, actually, no, you're looking great, carry on. Or actually, we recommend, you know, maybe just 6 weeks of a little bit of top up physio to get you back to where you need to be.
I suppose it's maintaining that level of function that comes with that sort of intensive period post amputation and then carrying that through through life. Yeah.
And I said, and obviously, as we all age, I said, amputation or not, obviously things get harder. And so a person, you know, a person at 55 may still be doing the same thing at 65, but are they doing it as well? You know, is their posture still as good? Are they still as strong? And again, long term, is that going to impact on their prosthetic use and their ability to do those meaningful activities for them?
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today, Jason, for talking about the importance of physio in the rehabilitation of amputees. I know for my clients that they see the significant benefit of physiotherapy and also having that sort of MDT team supporting them throughout their whole rehabilitation. If you'd like to hear more from our team at Voice Turner, please subscribe or follow our podcast. If you'd like to get in touch to discuss any queries you may have, please give us a call or find our details on our website, voiceturnerclaims.com. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.